Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Right, so there's a theme running through today's stories, and it's this. Lots of things work brilliantly in demos, fewer things work when you actually deploy them, and even fewer work when you deploy them somewhere that has real constraints, like a hospital, or a phone, or a system that needs to run for months without breaking. So today we're looking at three places where the rubber is hitting the road: hospitals testing robots, open models replacing frontier models in production, and the uncomfortable truth about AI systems that look confident but are quietly getting things wrong. Let's start with the hospital robots. BayCare Health System just kicked off a 7-month pilot at Moreton Plant Hospital with a company called Rovex. The goal? Figure out if autonomous robots can handle patient transport without pulling nurses away from actual patient care. Now, this isn't a proof of concept. BayCare runs 16 hospitals. This is a proper regional health system asking a practical question. Can a robot move stretchers, equipment, and supplies without breaking workflows? And here's what stood out to me. The pilot is phased. It starts in controlled areas, workflow mapping first, then gradually expanding into active environments. And crucially, no direct patient transport in this phase. They're not rushing it. Why does that matter? Because the founder of Rovex is an emergency physician. He built this system because he spent years watching nurses get pulled away from patients to move stretchers. And those delays ripple. Imaging schedules get pushed back, procedures get delayed, the whole system backs up. So this isn't about the robot being clever, it's about admitting that hospital logistics is a bottleneck, and then actually testing whether automation helps or just creates new problems. The interesting bit? They're building credibility step by step. Not deploying something that looks impressive in a demo. They're figuring out what happens when it runs in a real hospital for 7 months. Worth watching. Completely different corner of the tech world now. But stay with me. Moonshot just released Kimi K2.6. It's a 1 trillion parameter open weight model with 384 experts, and it's matching Claude Opus on coding benchmarks. Now, the numbers aren't abstract. 58.6% on SWE Bench Pro, which is the standardized test for code generation. That's competitive with frontier models. But here's the thing that actually matters. Developers started using it immediately as a drop-in replacement for GPT-4 in production systems. One team reported running a 5-day autonomous infrastructure build with it, and the deployment infrastructure already exists. Native support in VLLM, OpenRouter, Cloudflare workers. That's not normal. Open models usually lag behind frontier models by months, sometimes years. And even when they catch up on benchmarks, the tooling isn't there. This time, the tooling was ready on day one, same week. Alibaba shipped Qwen 3.6-max-preview, another open model hitting frontier performance. So what does this actually mean? It means the cost structure just changed. If you're building on GPT-4's API, you're paying per token. If you're running Kimi K2.6 on your own infrastructure, you're paying for compute once. That changes the maths for every startup, and it means you're not locked into someone else's roadmap anymore. When OpenAI changes their pricing or deprecates a model, you adapt or you break. When you're running an open model, you control the timeline. The takeaway? Open models aren't the budget option anymore. They're a different architecture decision. And for a lot of use cases, they're the better one. Something to think about if you're planning your next build. Right, next one. Gary Marcus just published something that should make anyone deploying AI in healthcare very uncomfortable. 4 recent peer-reviewed studies. All of them show the same thing. Large language models fail at diagnostic reasoning and triage, near 50% error rates. And here's the bit that really matters. Dangerous overconfidence. The models don't just get things wrong. They sound certain when they're wrong. Marcus's warning is blunt. Chatbot deployment in medicine risks amplifying misinformation. And right now, there's no public education and no oversight structure to catch it. Now, I know this sounds alarmist, but think about what's already happening. People are already asking ChatGPT for medical advice. Some are using it instead of seeing a doctor. And if the model sounds confident, why would they question it? The problem isn't that AI can't be useful in medicine, it's that we're deploying it faster than we're building the guardrails, and the people using it don't know where the boundaries are. So what do you do with that? If you're building health tech, this is your reminder that sounding confident and being accurate are not the same thing, and if you're using AI for anything medical, treat it like you would a stranger on the internet. Helpful, maybe. Authoritative? Absolutely not. Let that sink in. Okay, so this next one is technical, but it matters. A developer just published an analysis of RAG systems. That's retrieval augmented generation, the architecture where you give an AI access to external knowledge by feeding it context. And here's what they found. As RAG systems accumulate more context, accuracy drops, but confidence rises. Read that again. The system gets worse at answering correctly, but more certain that it's right. This is the exact failure mode most monitoring systems miss, because the model isn't throwing errors. It's not refusing to answer. It's just confidently wrong. The author describes a reproducible memory architecture that prevents this. But the bigger point is this: if you're running a RAG system in production and you're not actively testing for this, you don't know if it's happening, and your users definitely don't know. The practical takeaway? Don't assume that more context equals better answers. Test the failure modes. Build monitoring that checks correctness, not just confidence. Because right now, a lot of systems are getting confidently wrong and nobody's catching it. And one more for today. MAC Cosmetics just ran a campaign that generated 53,000 leads in 2 days. The architecture, gamification, CDP-powered recommendations, cross-channel cart recovery, and mobile storytelling. Now, the numbers are wild. 16.69% cart recovery rate, that's 2 to 3 times the industry average, and 123.5% increase in mobile conversion rate. But here's what I keep coming back to. This isn't just AI, it's AI orchestration, psychology plus personalization plus timing. The AI layer is doing recommendation work, but the real lift is coming from understanding what makes someone complete a purchase. And that's the pattern we keep seeing. The companies winning with AI aren't the ones with the fanciest models. They're the ones using AI as one layer in a system that understands human behavior. Worth thinking about for your own setup, right? So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. Demos are easy, deployment is hard, and the gap between something working in a lab and something working in a hospital, or a phone, or a production system that runs 24/7, that gap is where all the interesting problems live. The hospital robot story? That's about admitting logistics is broken and testing whether automation actually helps. The open model story, that's about cost and control. The barrier just dropped for anyone who wants to run their own infrastructure. And the RAG story, that's a warning. Confidence isn't accuracy. And if you're not testing for that, you're going to get bitten. Something to think about on the commute home. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.